Looks like you busted this time. No offense to you, of course. You deserve not to be locked up in this Panicone jail cell. To think you'd be jailed within the metaverse. I just thought it was ironic that I would be the one putting you there. You put your eggs in one basket, my friend, and that alone was your mistake. Your mistake was trusting the wrong one. Oh, still pitiably believing I'm on your side. And why's that? I'm afraid you hit all jokers, and I just hit the jackpot. Turning you into these sources seems to be what the universe has deemed my favor in the interest of both the IPC and my own fortune-favoring ways. So, what makes you think I wouldn't just swallow the key and watch you rot? Oh, you do know me so well, don't you? Or at least you think you do. You think you know a lot of things, don't you? You think the only reason why I put you here is to avoid detection by something else? Is it that convenient death you keep mentioning again? You're so full of it. Don't you realize? You may be a trailblazer out there, but in here, you're nothing more than a pauper with a fantasy. You seek grandeur, even when you're outnumbered, outgunned, outbrained, and out everything else you could probably think of, darling. It's just sad at this point. Clinging to hope. Well, it might make the time pass by. How many years are you stuck in here? 503. So, care to tell me your theory? Before I leave, or get less interested. Certainly, you have a theory as to why. Why you're here, why I betrayed you, why you think I didn't. When we fought, I learned something about you. I learned that we are opposites in many a way. We're opposites in such a stark and staunch way that I dare say there isn't better opposites in the entire universe. Now, you might argue that in itself is a reason for me to be on your side. After all, opposites attract, do they not? And why would the IPC wish to make enemies with Panicone? Ta-da! It seems someone was doing their homework, and this hollow door isn't worth enough to keep you stranded. It's true, friend. You were right from the very beginning. Walk with me. You see, this is all just a stepping stone. And you're correct, for what it's worth, that I believe you're worth more than this stepping stone of a planet. A stepping stone that I wish to trample on. Not just for the monetary gain, mind you, but because they just happen to make you enemies at just the right time to capitalize on. It is a pain of convenience. Now, shall we strike a deal? Remember how I helped you get in? When you weren't planning, nor able, to get in yourself? Promises? No, nothing so serious as that. What I want from you is simple. I want you to be honest with me. Why is it, when I look up all around this galaxy and the next, hell, 100, 1,000 galaxies away, I've done research with you, and not once have I heard a peep of a trailblazer until a month ago. And why is that? At worst, you could be a great criminal mastermind. Someone playing me like a tool. But that wouldn't make sense. Your eyes don't tell me that, and I think I'm pretty good at understanding how people are with one or two looks, and I've seen at least a dozen or two of your looks. Not one of them knowingly engaging in the chaos that you create. Isn't it strange? Curiosity is one of the worst traits of a gambler, you see. I myself fancy understanding things that interest me, and as it would be, you interest me. Don't look at me so surprised. If you do, I'll only want to not tell you more. To keep that prolonged look of frustration mixed with curiosity, you're dying, hanging on every single one of my words like it's your last breath. But it's mine. So why? Why did I imprison you just to free you? Well, it's simple, really. Now you owe me a lot more. But all I want is something simple. An explanation. What are you? Don't bullshit me. And hold your tongue and let me finish. I know that you're not human. You're not an earthling, and you're definitely not any offshoot of their race. You're not my race either. You're not even the race of Penacony. In fact, I've never seen anyone with a Stellaron inside them. Do you know why that is? It's quite simple, really. The Stellaron would either take control or kill them within roughly 0.0005 seconds. Do you know how I know that? The IPC, of course. I'm not a high brass there for nothing, and you shouldn't underestimate us. You aren't normal. Nothing about you makes sense. And even with your back against the wall, your fate completely in my hands, to where I could call for the guards before you could even move, lock you away, you would live those 503 years. That's what bothers me. You're not anything normal. Not even close to normal. You are something else entirely. Something that is enamoring, glorious, and able to do things that bend the very fabrics of common sense. You've managed to not only, in your short month of existence... Yes, I said that. I don't buy that you had an existence before. The IPC, you see, has its fingers in more things than you could ever imagine, and you just appeared out of nowhere. Now, I have some theories that I would run by you, but you are not a person at all. I have a theory that suggests you may in fact be the Stellaron which you contain, a primordial being of the Aeons, something that does not exist in this world for any other purpose than its destruction. Its untimely demise may be something of a goal of yours. No, I know what you're going to say. Of course not. That wouldn't be you. That wouldn't explain half of the mystery, and my gamble wouldn't make half as much sense. You wouldn't be worth it for just that. In fact, I've met one other Stellaron aside from you. You see, my dealings with the IPC were not the beginning of this story. No, that goes back far more to my homeworld. May their souls rest in peace. Oh, but don't shed a tear for that. I didn't know them too well. Being a street urchin didn't help much either. So my fondness of my homeworld was not so great. A stowaway, getting away from imminent destruction. And yet here we are, I above you now. At least for this figurative breath of a moment. And, for what it's worth, I'm not trying to blackmail you. Not even close, actually. My goals in this are, for better or worse, somewhat aligned with yours. Like I said, that wasn't half the story, my friend. There was more to it than that. You see, you are different. But difference isn't always bad. In fact, I think it sets you apart. You're powerful, able to accomplish things that other people cannot. I know I've mentioned that once before in our conversation, but now I'll elaborate on it. I had to keep you on the edge of your seat, or it wouldn't be fun. Now, I don't think you're just a Stellaron. Yes, I have some theories that would align perfectly with that, but that's a false positive. That is merely the tip of the iceberg. What could contain an immeasurable amount of energy? Except an Aeon. Interestingly enough, an Aeon that doesn't know that you're an Aeon. I've already surmised that by your innocence. Oh, don't go giving me that. I haven't even said the most crazy part yet. You're not just any Aeon. You're the Aeon that built the very train of which you ride. The Astral Express, is it? And for that matter, you're not just that. You're an improved version, created by the Stellaron Hunters, or more particularly, the leader of the Stellaron Hunters that's playing you like a fool. I take it Blade, Kafka, Silverwolf, and of course, last but not least, Sam didn't tell you that. Oh, but they know more than you think they do. Their feigned ignorance is not something the IPC turned a blind eye to. Do you know why? Because I told them not to. I have the IPC under my foot right now. There's only two or three people that tell me what to do. And yet even they wouldn't dare. Do you know why that is? A gamble, my dear Watson. A gamble that worked in my favor. Because I discovered something much, much too early for them to make a retaliation. I discovered you back there on that station. Oh, now you're playing charades. Trying to understand how far back this little story goes. You wonder why you don't have memories. It's as plain as day. You didn't forget anything, my friend. There just isn't memories yet. You're a newborn entity, born into a fabricated existence. You're unstable. If you were to decide it, you could probably change the fate of the universe. And that's something that they fear. Those two people above me don't exactly like gambling like I do. So, they're inevitably going to go after you and your friends. Each and every one of them is going to be put into danger because you exist. Now, I'm not saying this because you have no choice in the matter. In fact, you do. You do have choices. You could walk away and ignore what I said and then face those consequences sometime later when my colleagues find out about it. Oh, trust me, my lips are sealed. I wouldn't betray you like that. What kind of an idiot gambles against a celestial being? I am sure you've learned enough about me to know that I don't take losing bets. I definitely don't let them ever draw me in when I think I'm going to lose. And that's why I would never bet against you. I think you've got a stacked deck. You've counted the cards and, well, you might not reasonably know it. You're the first Aeon to descend into this reality. They're all concepts working through mischief, making their varying circumstances our own. They're breaking into our world, whether that be through the swarm or those who follow destruction. We have a similar enemy, as I can't exactly win the bet on reality if it doesn't exist anymore. And a certain somebody, also an Aeon, wishes to end this entire reality, reduce it to nothing but dust, and that's where my problem lies. You're going to help me with that. We have a similar goal, an idealistic one, to kill an Aeon. What better weapon to use, my friend, than an Aeon yourself? Now, my colleagues are not going to see it that way, and thus will see you as a danger, an unprecedented danger out of their calculations, a bet that they didn't sign up for. And that's why they'll try and contain you by any means necessary. Now you're understanding it. My goal was never to contain you, but to make it look like you're contained, a way that they couldn't see anything else. Hence, your double there. This is the artificial being who will rot in this cell for 503 years. Of course, in your place. I know it may seem cruel, but they have no conscience. They are simple AI. Not one made to feel, and definitely not sentient. Like Skrullum. But you are. Which is shocking, I might add. Aeons are not exactly known to be tied to earthly matters, let alone universal, or in this case, galaxies. They don't usually have a heart, but you do. Now I wonder what Kafka and Silverwolf really did, what they messed with in order to get your number. They called upon you, and what does it mean? I'm dying to find out. And you're going to take me with you on this journey. It's going to be something wonderful, of course, dangerous and deadly, but if the universe doesn't exist, I can't exactly run it. So I'm sure you can understand why I'm going all in with you. It's not an easy choice. Nobody wants to fight with their life on the line, but I think I'd be quite useful for you. I'm not some kind of stooge who you could easily fool, and I'm not someone who's worth getting rid of because I take the winning bets. And also, you're going to need a lot of money to fund an army, aren't you? An army of those willing to fight. An Aeon, the Legion, everything. It's all part of my plan. And it was part of yours before I figured it out. So, we're working together, my friends. If you decide to accept this offer, I would just like to travel with you, get to know the new Aeon, as you are quite a large portion of this plan. I need to know that I can trust you, and it would be nice if we got along. I mean, I liked you from the start, friend. Hold on a moment. Step through this portal. If you trust me, we'll end up back at the Astral Express. If you don't, we still will, but my feelings will be hurt. Didn't believe me, did you? So, follow me. You've probably never been back here. I assume that conductor held it back from you, but he can't right now. See, we're not in normal time and space. This is a parallel. We'll go back after, but it was the only way I could think of convincing you that my words are real. You're clearly not believing them just because of that, are you? Recognize something? Maybe it was those memories back in Pentacony. That eyeball chap? He had something to say to you, didn't he? A memory of you, but it wasn't you. So, I'll level with you, friend. I think you're a prototype. Or rather, that first one was. It is possible that you're no longer, and that you've become a true Aeon. But I think it takes more than just swallowing a Stellaron and containing it, absorbing its energy. If you want me to view you as something, I would view you as a bomb, a catastrophic one at that. Or at least, that's how your enemies will see you. At any moment, you could become, ascend into Aeonhood, unless you already have and you merely chosen to hide it. But I don't think you're that clever, friend. And I don't think you're that shrewd. You've been patient enough with me. Look around you. Dozens, thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of you. All variants. Some look like you. Some look like the opposite of you. All of these are your past. I know it's unnerving, friend. It's not my forte and comfort, but I understand why you're upset. I sympathize with you, and I'm not trying to manipulate you. I know it may be difficult to trust someone who has previously used underhanded measures, but in my eyes, no one has more value than you. Friend? You're looking rather sad. Is it too much for you? Then my apologies, but I am painfully aware my apologies are not enough to make up for such a damaging revelation. I'm sorry, friend, but the Band-Aid had to be pulled off. You had to know the truth, or they were going to use you. Don't tell me you thought they were just helping you out of the kindness of their heart. Don't get things mixed up, friend. They wish to use you, and I admittedly wish to ally with you. Take your pick of which bet you believe in, who has a better hand. I'll leave you with that. For now. You're not wanting me to leave? Well, I suppose I might know you more than any of your other friends. But are you sure you care? Are you sure that I'm worth that sentiment? I kind of want to know. That flicker of desire behind your eyes. Desire to be wanted and not used. I resonate with that. It reminds me of the eyes I had when I stole away and watched my planet explode. You have a desire. Shameful as it may be, I do too. When I look at you, I want to know more. How you feel. How you taste. How your voice escapes with a sigh. When I said I'm all in, I meant it, friend. So, with that in mind, I'll hedge a bet right now. One that you can't possibly not desire. A bet with my all behind it. Just for you. My friend. How enamoring you are. The way you move, the way you cling to me. Like I'm the only one You can trust her love. Fear not. While I may get addicted to such feelings, I know better than to betray such honest things. And as a gambler, some of the most dangerous things to me are attachment. Something that will be very hard to avoid with you. You're just full of surprises, aren't you? Ignore that. They don't know we're here. Even if I know where they are. And besides, you wanted me, didn't you? This is a matter purely solved by touch, taste, love, and romance. Desire plays a role, but even if I exposed my back to you, would you really have the heart to stab it? I'll tell you what. I couldn't stab you looking down at you like this. Even if I looked away, or you showed your back, I could only kiss it. Like this. This parallel will only last a small while longer, and then that annoying conductor will be here. So we must make use of our short but sweet time. I didn't mean it like that, but if you say so. However you interpret my words, I'll make them your truth. Surprise, surprise. I can't get enough. Kisses and touch have always made me feel at ease. And yet, I've only partook of them in the recesses of my mind. You are my first. The first one I've touched this way. The first one I want this way. Oh, you're a prize. A trophy. But more than that, you've got a heart of gold, baby. And I want to cash out. Full of surprises now. You're always full of surprises, aren't you? I don't mind that side to you. In fact, I think it's probably one of your most attractive parts. The fact that you don't hide how you feel. The fact that you keep going, even when it's tough. You're the epitome of attraction to me. And I want more. So I'll be taking more. If that's all the same to you. There's still time, and I assure you, I'll make good use of that time. Do you trust me? Good friend, then I'll trust you too. To have my best interests in mind too. Well then, shall I take a gamble and give you even more of myself? Yes, I'm all in for you, babe. I love the way that you look at me with those eyes. You're such an innocent, and yet not an innocent boy at all. In fact, I would wager that to say that whole time you were craving more. That you didn't want the best end in a draw, or something stupid like the dealer matching you. No. If I'm the dealer you wanted to smash so hard that I ended up busting on the first hand, and you ended up getting a perfect 21 in this game of blackjack, that your poker hand was more than just for show, you didn't edge me along for that reason, did you? I know you can feel how hard and hot I am. I know you can feel even more than that. You can feel that I want you, that I need you right now, that every fiber and fixation in my being just wants to crave you. I am a man that runs on analytical prowess and tenacity, but you run on heart, something that catches me off guard, and something I wish to feel. It seems you've gotten the best of me, friend. You're on top, and I seem to be at a disadvantage. How shameless. Yet I don't feel at all wronged by feeling the warmth of your cock rubbing against mine. In fact, I love it. Don't stop. Oh yes, don't stop. You wish to make me honest, don't you? Your goals are the same as mine, friend. We both want to see that honest reaction laid bare by sex without anything to hold it back. Isn't that right, friend? Or should I call you something else? Maybe I'll call you my jackpot. Maybe I'll call you something more. Like my lucky star. I think that one hits just a little better, don't you? Well, my lucky star, are you going to leave me in shambles, leaking free like this? Making a mess of these designer clothes, or are you going to fuck me? Are you going to fuck me and mean every single word of it? Well, what's it going to be? I didn't expect you to be so forward, friend. For you to be my lucky star, it certainly feels that way. Feeling your hot, tight little ass sliding down my cock. By the gods, you're fully taking me, and yet I'm the one looking like I lack composure. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you feel amazing, like winning a bet with the lowest chances. You feel like an E6 S5. Don't mind if you don't know. It's a good thing. A really good thing. And all you need to really know is that I want you more than anything. And I might be a brat, but even I have to admit, you make me feel way better than when I touch myself. Oh my god. I bet your previous selves never thought you'd be with me. I'm sorry if I'm too much, but feeling you humping me,
teared up a little. Not one to feel so much emotions, but with you, I feel like you get me. Opposites attract in all, but you, there's something about you. You're someone I never want to say goodbye to, and that's the first time I've ever felt so strongly. Oh, my lucky star, how much more can you make me feel? Oh, fuck. Barely breathe, friends. Could hardly not feel when it's so intense. Oh, fuck. Oh, my friend, you're going to make me bust at this rate. I'll lose everything deep inside you. Is that the bet you're making? Going to, like, bust? You'll have to work pretty hard for that. Me, slutty, you should look in the mirror. You're not much better. Fuck. Maybe I am a slut without knowing it. At this rate, I don't care as long as I get to feel you wrapped around me. Fuck it all. Oh, God. Oh, to feel you like this. Oh, my God. You know how to service, man. Oh, fuck. I'm going to bust. Me, of all people, I'm going to inside you. I can hardly move. I think this is dangerous. Friends, I still feel you looking at me like. Fuck. I can't take it even a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Well, you did, man, quite masterfully able to take down an experienced gambler in a matter of minutes. Can barely feel my legs right now, so I might need help walking. No, don't tell me that. If you're just as bad where you can barely walk, then I'm afraid we're going to be in most compromising position shortly. In roughly 3, 2, 1, back to reality. How long do you think it'll be before that conductor finds us? I hope it's long enough that I get to kiss you again. I wouldn't mind that. Not even a little bit. Don't be silly. As if I could stop right there. Do I look like someone with restraint? And for my lucky star, who's about to be my winning streak, I couldn't stop here, even if I can't move. As long as they don't kill us, we should be fine. Don't you think? Maybe. Maybe not. Guess we'll have to see how the slots treat us as someone's approaching that door. Then I'll approach them when I can walk and tell them to leave you alone. You're mine now. Capiche? You got it? Good. Then you know, friend, I can't keep calling you that. After all, we're more than friends. So I guess I'll call you my baby now. I'll think of something more creative. I do think you're my jackpot, though. My chance of bailing this whole universe out of debt. But that's not why I did this. You do realize that much, don't you? And even if you don't, I'll have to teach it to you. Nice and slowly.